All right, welcome to Young Turks. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. As usual, some serious stuff, some light stuff. In a little bit, we're going to get to Trump pardoning a turkey. That ought to be awesome. Doug Jones comes up with a devastating ad in Alabama against Roy Moore. President Trump has weighed in. Is he going to support Roy Moore or not? A little bit later in the program, and I'll break it down for you guys. And then in the second hour, we've got Charlie Rose. Devastating. Done. Stick a fork in him. Really bad. So sometimes some of you folks are saying, hey, you're covering too many of these sexual harassment stories one after another. This is a watershed moment, man. And one after another keeps coming out. We actually literally can't keep up with them. We got to give you the big ones and explain the context of it and what it means for society, etc. And we're doing the best we can. All right, before I move on to today's stories, and the first one, like I said, will be light. Oh, we got some great updates on Just Democrats. Exciting announcement today, and then on Wolfpack as well. Okay, but before I do any of that, I just want to quickly note one thing. A lot of you have been asking about what happened with Jordan Chernin, and we cannot legally comment on it yet. And that is because we need to and want to respect people's privacy, including Jordan's. So we will be able to comment on it hopefully soon, but not yet. If you think that's frustrating for you, it is far, far more frustrating for us. We will talk about it as soon as we can. In the meantime, we will continue to respect everybody's privacy on it. All right, now let's do the show. Let's go over here. Okay. So we have the annual tradition here in America where the president pardons a turkey. It's preposterous. We slaughter millions of them for this holiday of ours. Let's just keep it real. But we pardon one, are we not magnanimous? Anyway, it's okay. It happens. Trump has not done it particularly worse necessarily than anyone else. Actually, no. Well, you be a judge for yourself. I want to show you Trump thinking that he's pardoning a turkey and how it turns out. Let's watch.
You don't show the aspirin over
there. His aspirin.
Which aspirin?
After that, he said, I'm not going to pardon you. You've been terrible to me. You've been very unfair to me. You're a fake turkey. Well, in that case, that would be true. All right, that was, of course, from the campaign when he had that goofy shoot with an eagle. So this is the actual video of him pardoning the turkey.
I feel so good about myself, Tony. Are you ready, drumstick? Okay. Drumstick, you are hereby pardoned.
So people try to find something wrong with every single thing that Donald Trump does. You don't have to look that hard. Okay, but in this case, some folks have looked too hard. I don't know if this guy's joking or not, but Dave Brown writes, Trump may have pardoned the wrong bird. Oh my God, we've got a conspiracy afoot. Okay, there is no such thing as the wrong bird. We're killing 99.999% of them. It could have been another bird, and what difference would it have made? Okay, all right. I hope he was joking. There's no real conspiracy here. In fact, I pardon Donald Trump's pardon. It was perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong with it. All right, but we're going to continue to have fun because you can't pass up an opportunity to bring back the legendary Sarah Palin pardoning of a turkey that went disastrously wrong. And afterwards, I'm going to read you some great tweets on the Trump pardon of the turkey. But you remember this moment, she goes to pardon a turkey and does not notice what's happening in the background, which is decidedly not pardoning the turkey. Watch.
Oil prices, are you concerned about any state programs being on the chopping block?
You know, thankfully, we're in a good position still, fiscally speaking. So accounting for that, all of that comes into play now at $50 barrel oil.
Great. So why was today so important for you? Pardon?
Especially with so much that has gone on in the last couple of months that has been so political, obviously. Heavy-handed politics that invites criticism. Certainly, we'll probably invite criticism for even doing this too, but at least this was fun. I'll be in charge of the turkey. Yeah, I'm where I need to be today to prepare for that.
Okay, I don't know what part of that video I love most. Is it the turkey going through the grinder in the background. And I'm sorry, guys, for all you vegans and vegetarians, I'm sorry. But she's like, I'm here to pardon the turkey. I'll probably even get criticized for this. Meanwhile, the turkey's like twitching in the back, right? Yes, you did get criticized for that because you're a knucklehead. Or the guy who keeps looking back, the grinder dude who's like, yes, dude, you're in the video. Anyway, now back to Trump. Let's continue to have fun. Matt Fuller with a great tweet. He said Trump, he's imitating Trump after the pardon. Isn't this just the greatest turkey pardon you've ever seen? I mean, what an amazing pardon. Just the classiest turkey pardon. Everyone says so. No one has pardoned a turkey better than Trump. No one. Just a tremendous pardon. Really the greatest pardon in the history of turkey. Elon Gale with another great one, writing in, for Thanksgiving, Donald Trump is going to pardon a turkey and then yell at it for 14 hours for not thanking him properly. I'm surprised he didn't name it LeVar. Okay, and then finally this one. Daily Show with, nice try, Mike Flynn. Oh, this is too much fun. Okay, not important, just fun. We're moving on. All right. Now, so it's easy to get depressed in this day and age with a lot of things going wrong. Donald Trump's president. You've got Roy Moore, this monstrous figure in Alabama. By the way, neck and neck in that race. He might still yet win. It's easy to get discouraged, but you shouldn't be, because it turns out voting matters. I want to tell you about something that happened last week, but it affects everything going forward, in my opinion. So there was a race in Oklahoma. It's in the county of Tulsa. It's deeply conservative. Now, Oklahoma overall went to Trump by 36 points. In this particular district, 37th district, it looks like it went to Trump by about 30 points, so it's hopeless. Actually, credit to the Democrats in a sense. Last time there was an election in this district, they actually poured money into it. They tried. They had their standard Democratic candidate, and they spent $200,000 and got clobbered. No chance, okay? So this time, they're like, all right, who cares? They don't put any money into it, relatively speaking, certainly nowhere near the earlier some. And Allison Ickley Freeman runs. She's a 26-year-old lesbian mother out of Tulsa. And we're done with this, right? The district is at least 30-point Republican. You've got a 26-year-old with almost no experience in politics in one of the most conservative red districts in the country. Guess what happened? She won. I think you could see that coming, right? She won. She won by 31 votes, not 31 points, 31 votes. There's two reasons why I'm telling you this story. Number one, I think that the country is going to be shocked at how sick of Republicans even the reddest places in the country are. Why? Because in those places, they have tried the Republican experiment. For example, in Kansas, they cut taxes to the bone for the rich, and then they had to have giant deficits, which they can't have, and they had to find a way to get rid of them. And they slashed their own kids' educations. And the anger is rising and rising. Now, Brownback barely won that election, partly because Hillary Clinton was on the ticket on the other side at the national level. And she was perceived as the establishment. And people in Kansas were mad at the establishment. But he barely squeaked by, and then he got the hell out of Dodge, in his case, quite literally, and took some nonsense position at the Trump administration. But people in Kansas are furious. People in Oklahoma are also mad because the Republicans have destroyed the budget there as well. I'm just going to give you a snippet of it here. As Freeman, or Ilke Freeman herself explains, the 26-year-old said Oklahoma's continuing state budget problems are a big concern of voters she spoke with during the campaign. Everyone I was engaging with depends in some way or another on basic needs that are provided through the state budget. People started to feel scared. Well, that's exactly right, because the country is in some degree of devastation. I know the elites don't understand that, but when you're making $7.25 in the middle of Tulsa, and you can't pay the bills, and someone in your family gets sick, you get justifiably concerned, very, very concerned. And then if you need the government to help to make sure that your family member doesn't die, well, you begin to understand the value of government. And then when the Republicans come along and say, no, we're going to cut those services that now a lot of you are relying on, because we want to give one more tax cut to the rich. Well, people start to at some point rebel, and they're doing it even in the deep heart of Oklahoma. There's been four special elections that Democrats have flipped in Oklahoma. So this one was unbelievable. But there's also a second factor that's important, which is the Trump voters, well, it's hard for them to get excited because you know things are not going that well. He hasn't been able to pass anything, and everything he has proposed has involved more giveaways to the rich and taking away either health care from the poor and the middle class, or literally increasing their taxes to pay for tax cuts for the rich. So hard to get excited. So they largely stayed home, whereas Democrats are angry and they went out to vote. And in a lot of these elections, you'd be shocked at what it takes to how little it takes to get someone in office. So let me show you the vote in this case. The vote was 2,234 for Allison Ickley Freeman and 2,203 for the Republican candidate Brian O'Hara. That's a 31 vote difference. You know what happens when you vote? You win. So I am not the establishment guys on TV yelling at you like, hey, why don't you get in line and vote for whatever, whoever we tell you to vote for. Well, it's your fault for not voting for Hillary Clinton. No, no, no. It was their fault for not giving people a reason to vote. You put up an establishment candidate when people can't stand the establishment anymore. You put up a random 26-year-old lesbian mom in the middle of Tulsa. They're like, good enough. Let's go. Get the bums out. Get the bums out. Good enough. Okay, I'm saying for Tulsa, for me, it's great enough. So we need to put up real human beings as candidates, not corporate backed robots. And if you do that, then you give people a reason to vote. And if you register and you vote and it's for a candidate you love and that you believe in, that you know is uncorrupted, then guess what happens? We win. We win. Look, if they're telling you, hey, nothing's going wrong, nothing is rigged, don't worry about it, your wages should be as low as they are, they're full of crap. If they tell you to vote for the establishment person and don't worry, they'll be slightly better than the Republican, they're full of crap. But if what I don't want you to do is take that as discouragement that you shouldn't try. You should try like hell as an activist, and then you should register and you should vote in primaries. And then yes, you should vote in the general election, and yes, anything is possible. If we can win in the heart of Oklahoma, we could win anywhere. So that one does depend on you. Look, it's on the Democratic Party, progressives overall in the country, to find candidates who are uncorrupted, to find candidates who are great, can actually, that you have confidence will actually work for you and give you real change, right? Then it's on you to register and vote. And if you do, I'm telling you right now, look at this example. You can change the world. The victories we can have in 2018 and 2020, I believe they can be shocking. I think we're going to win 42 states in 2020 if we have a progressive candidate. Everybody in Washington, when I tell them that, they go, 42 states, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. The country is progressive. We need to give them a progressive, uncorrupted candidate, and we will win everywhere. And it's not just my hope, it's not just faith. Here it is, it's already happening. So up and at 'em, let's go fight, let's go win. Okay, I gotta take a break. When I come back, I'm gonna tell you some of the folks who could help you and all of us in getting those wins. I'm gonna tell you about a new crop of Just Democrats. We got one exciting announcement after another. We got one, I'm gonna tell you about these guys today. We got a dramatic announcement coming up in a couple of weeks that's gonna be awesome and you're gonna absolutely love. But the candidates that we're gonna show you are great. But the first one, I think that it's gonna go to the core of what you guys believe in. It's such a great story, you're gonna love that story because you know who that guy is? He's you. I'll explain what I mean when we come back. All right, back on the Young Turks, guys. So we're doing a 10-day Black Friday sale. My son yesterday asked me, what's Black Friday and why is it black? And I said, there's sales. And he's like, why is that a bad thing? I'm like, trust me, it's a bad thing. but I don't like shopping. Luckily, you guys don't have to go out to shop. You can go to Shop TYT and order right now. So I'm told there's a panic on about these hats because they say member on the back and they're super badass and Mark Thompson wears them. There was 50, and now we're down to 20. So you do need to panic. Once we're out, I don't know what happens. We never ever ordered them again. No, I don't know, but I do know that they'll be out by for the Black Friday sale. So text deal, DEAL, obviously, to 228466 to get more deals. But right now, members only hats on day 7. So that's shoptyt.com. Easiest thing to do is just go shoptyt.com and you'll get it. Okay? All right, let's tell you about some wonderful new things. Okay? Here we go. We've got great new announcements for new Just Democrats, and you're gonna love these guys. Every one of them is uncorrupted, every one of them represents you, every one of them is a strong progressive. So first we're gonna start with Brent Welder. Now, and as I tell you all this, most important thing is, if these guys are gonna win with small contributions so they don't have to take corporate PAC money, and they don't, you're gonna need to help them out. So justicedemocrats.com/winning, okay? We need you to do that for these new 5 candidates that are out now, justdemocrats.com/winning. So Brent Welder, what's his story? Well, I love Brent's story because it's the story of you. Not only did he work with Bernie Sanders and he was appointed to the 2016 Democratic National Platform Committee, not only, and what did he do? He proposed a plank that would get money out of politics. Now that is not surprising if you know Brent's history. You know why? Because he was a volunteer for Wolfpack. I love these guys, but it gets better. You ready? He was one of the first TYT members ever. He is you guys. So he's now running for Congress. It gets better. You ready for this? He's in a district, one of only 5 districts in the country, that Bernie Sanders won in the primary and Hillary Clinton actually won in the general election. So he's running in Kansas's 3rd district. But yes, that district is very, very winnable. If there's any kind of wave at all, Brent's a US congressman. So in these winnable districts, it's gotta be progressives. It's gotta be the uncorrupted. So you've gotta help Brent Welder out. Let me give you more from it. First, I wanna show you a couple of videos from Brent so you get a little bit familiar with him. Here, watch this.
I have a no conflict situation because I'm president.
Get the hell out of here! Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
He says he's making America great again, but we know that America already is great. It's Washington that's broken, and America's coming to fix it. I'm Brent Welder. I'm sick and tired of big corporations calling the shots in Washington. I'm running for Congress to change it. I won't accept one penny of corporate PAC money for my campaign because I want to work for the people of Kansas's 3rd district, not Wall Street CEOs.
America's coming for you, Trump. No corporate PAC money. I love these guys. I want to show you one more video. And then, by the way, remember, guys, all the links are going to be in the description box if you're watching on YouTube. And then on Facebook, we'll try to get them in the comments, okay? Because I want you to go to their websites. I want you to volunteer for them if you're in their district. And then you've got to get them small donations so they could beat the big corporate money. JustDemocrats.com/winning. Here's more from Brent.
I went on to work around the country with Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, and the first Iraq War veteran elected to Congress. Last year, I worked with National Democratic Party leaders to pass the most progressive platform in history. To make America work for everyone, we need fundamental change in Washington. I'll fight to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour because no one who works full-time should live in poverty. I'll vote to wipe out corrupt tax loopholes for giant corporations and billionaires.
And he goes on to list a lot of his policy positions, every one of which I think that you'll deeply enjoy. You could see their videos also in the links in the description box below, the full videos. I want to give you one of his quotes. He says, "Our campaign is thrilled to join the Justice Democrats team. I'm running for Congress because billionaires and giant corporations have too much control over our government. And Justice Democrats is a fantastic ally in our movement to ensure that government represents working families, not billionaire donors. We are running in one of the only 5 Republican held districts that was won by Bernie Sanders in the primary and Hillary Clinton in the general. We look forward to working with the Just Democrats to win this top targeted swing district by running a grassroots campaign founded on strong, truly progressive values." And if you're wondering, really, Democrats winning in Kansas? Of course. And you know, a lot of the establishment guys will say, oh, no, $15 minimum wage. In Kansas, they don't want that. Who doesn't want that in Kansas? The Koch brothers live in Kansas. Maybe they don't want that. Well, kind of. They mainly live in New York. Anyway, they don't want that. The corporations don't want that. But do the people of Kansas want a decent wage when they work their ass off? Of course they do. Of course they want $15 minimum wage. So that deeply improves people's lives. Now, one more from Brent here.
The big corporations and CEOs are going to be gunning for me in this campaign. I need your help, your energy, and your enthusiasm. Let's show the corporations and billionaires their millions of dollars are no match for you. That America already is great, and now we're coming to clean up Washington once and for all.
All right, and his website is brentwelder.com. For God's sake, go help him clean up Congress once and for all. These are not FAW populists. They actually are among you guys. They are you guys. Wouldn't it be amazing if we had real people in Congress instead of the corporate robots? You could make that happen. We're trying to get to, by the way, it's a really modest goal, $17,500 for the five candidates we're introducing today. So justicedemocrats.com/winning, because even that little amount will help these guys a tremendous amount and put them over the top. Next guy is Derek Crowe. He's Texas's 21st district. And Derek is in a seat where held that was held by a Republican that's now going to be an open seat. They call him a science nerd because he challenged Congress's most detested science deniers. I love that. He led Rethink Afghanistan Project at Brave New Foundation because he was sick of the money that was being poured into these wars that were not only not useful but counterproductive. He worked with Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. That's a group that's checking Donald Trump as we speak, making sure he's not getting away with his conflicts of interest. He's backed by Democracy for America, Bill McKibben, and obviously now Justice Democrats. Let me show you a video from Derek.
In this race, I am fighting to get corporate power out of politics and to get representation for this district that responds to constituents' needs instead of to big donors and their PAC donations. I am Derek Crowe. I'm running for Congress in the 21st District of Texas.
God, uncorrupted. I love these guys. One more quote from Derek. To save the future from the fire, we must retake this country from corporate power and Wall Street money. The best way to do that is to run candidates who embody progressive values. Justice Democrats fight for populist policies like urgent climate change action, Medicare for all, college for all, and a $15 hour minimum wage. We as Democrats must also get our house in order and divorce our official party structures from big money so that working people know where we stand. The future of our party, our democracy, and our planet depends on us taking back Congress with these values guiding us. Hard not to like these guys. All right, his website, electcrow.com/join. All the links down below, justicedemocrats.com/winning. Let's get these guys money. $17,500, it is not much, but it makes a huge difference. The corporate guys will come in with a lot more money, but we'll come in with volunteers and we'll come in with passion, and our warriors will defeat their mercenaries. Let's go to Colin Allred next. He's in Texas's 32nd district. Every one of these guys, I know the establishment guys will say, no, but can he really win? Yes, he can. He actually played in the NFL for the Tennessee Titans, and he's got a great story here. Watch his video.
I made it to the NFL through perseverance. First time I tried out, I got cut. Came home to work at the YMCA sweeping floors before I finally made it. I was a backup linebacker and special teams player for 5 years. I lived my dream, but I'm most proud of my work as an attorney, defending civil rights and voting rights across Texas, protecting affordable housing with Julian Castro at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and mentoring other kids who need the same shot I got.
You know who he's running against? Pete Sessions. That's Jeff Sessions' brother. How great would it be to send that guy home? So Pete Sessions, of course, has voted to repeal Obamacare about a million times. He voted for Trump's healthcare policy that had about a 17% approval rating because it mainly took healthcare away from you guys and gave tax cuts to billionaires. It's not the first time that Sessions has worked for billionaires. He voted for the bailout. What happened, conservatives? I thought you didn't believe in bailouts. I thought you all you wanted was bootstraps. Now, here's Colin. He actually brought himself up by the bootstraps. Pete Sessions, meanwhile, is voting and working for Wall Street. You know that Allred got into Berkeley Law School. And he's like, Berkeley, hold on a minute. I'm going to get back to you in a minute. Okay, but I'm going to go play in the NFL. He goes, plays in the NFL for 5 years, and then goes back and becomes a lawyer, goes to law school. And now he's fighting for voting rights, voting protection programs, And by the way, he's already raised $267,000. He's coming. And he played defense, so he's about to tackle Pete Sessions. It's going to be great if we beat Pete Sessions. You got to support these guys. JustDemocrats.com/winning. And in this case, ColinAllred.com/join. Check out his website too. Have I mentioned the links are always in the description box? Go check him out. Next, Jenny Marshall. She is running in North Carolina's 5th district. That is obviously in the state in 2018. That is the time for the race. She is running against one of the worst people in America, let alone Congress. It's Virginia Fox. JR, you remember Virginia Fox? She is the worst. She opposes birthright citizenship. She thinks even if you're born in America, I don't think you should get citizenship. Then Virginia, who should? Let me guess. Just the folks you like. Gee, I wonder what race they're going to be, Virginia. I can't quite tell. Anyway, she called Matthew Shepard's death a hoax. She's a terrible person. She denied aid to, she voted against aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina. And you know what? Her lead in that district is not that large. Not that large at all. So Jenny Marshall can beat her. And if she does, you're going to be so proud. She's endorsed by Sister Giant, Blue America, the local Our Revolution groups, Brand New Congress, Now Justice Democrats. And here's Jenny's quote. Jenny Marshall is a public school teacher and a community organizer, as her website explains. She is running because for far too long, our families and communities have been ignored, dismissed, and disenfranchised. Wall Street and huge conglomerates have put profits over people. This must change. Jenny is prepared to step up and fight for all of us in Washington. That means passing Medicare for all, investing in our future, and helping to create economic equity for all people. You know what Jenny was? She was a teacher. She is a teacher. She is teaching 8th and 9th grade social studies. And when she was in Indiana earlier in her life, she fought Republican efforts to slash education. She fought for your kids. Now she's ready to take that fight to Washington. I love it. Her website is marshallforhouse.org. So go there, volunteer, do what you can. JusticeDemocrats.com/winning. One more, Brianna Westbrook, Arizona's 8th district. Brianna makes us all proud, part of the diversity that we've got in Just Democrats and among real progressives. She's a transgender woman running for Congress. She's got a successful sales career. I love her video. We'll put it down below as well, where you've got regular folks in her district in Arizona saying, Brianna stands for me. Brianna fights for me. Now, one of her opponent is another disaster, Trent Franks in Arizona. He sponsored a lead effort to pass a bill that would make abortion far more difficult, make it in a 20-week period. And he would like to start a database to track Muslim leaders in the country. Fundamentally un-American. That's who Trent Franks is. If a successful Just Democrat beats him, it would be wonderful. And again, these districts are more winnable than you realize. Quote from Brianna. Brianna seeks to represent Arizona's 8th congressional district for what she can give to this country, not what she can take. She runs a clean campaign that supports universal health care and a quality education for all, not just privileges for a select few. Her website is westbrookforcongress.com. Guys, you asked for clean candidates. You asked for people you can believe in that are true progressives, not establishment hacks, not people who take corporate PAC money and then turn around and vote with their donors and not with you guys. Here are those candidates, the candidates that you asked for. So go support them. JusticeDemocrats.com/winning. And if you're in their districts, for God's sake, go volunteer for them. Our volunteer army is going to honestly annihilate our competition. We're going to run over them. I've seen it happen time and time again. You go knock on doors and you win. Warriors beat mercenaries. Let's go make this thing happen. Thank you, guys. It's exciting times. All right, now let me give you a story of why we need the change. So that's in today's news. So let's go to the next story. So Ajit Pai is the head of the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission. And he is honestly a corporate hack. He used to work for Verizon, got paid a good amount of money from them. And then the Republicans put him at the FCC to make sure that he changed the rules in favor of companies like Verizon. It's not just them, it's AT&T and the other internet providers. Now, the reason you have the internet as you do now, which is free and open, is because there were regulations put into place. The regulations do not go and interfere with the internet. In this case, it's a regulation that simply protects the internet, that says that companies who have the pipes going into your house cannot themselves regulate the internet unfairly and slow down some websites, speed up other websites, and create an unequal internet. All it does is protect the internet. So Ajit Pai was brought in to destroy that. And in May, he got his first vote that he wanted to begin to end net neutrality. Now, as we go through this, I'm going to explain to you why the right wing is actually opposed to him, the ones that are online, and why they're right. They need to be more opposed to him than even the left wing. So first, let me give you what happened today. Ajit Pai, the Republican chairman of the FCC, announced on Tuesday that the FCC will vote to roll back Obama-era net neutrality rules that require internet service providers to treat all web traffic equally. Now, let me begin the explanation for the right wingers. You might see that and go, "What? Well, look, if the Republicans like them, I guess I like them." And oh, Obama-era regulation sounds scary. Obama didn't do anything to change the internet. He just passed a regulation saying, "Don't touch the internet. You're not allowed to change the internet." Now, that's a regulation you should love. Now, why should the right wing be more concerned than the left wing? Guys, look at all of your, you know, the alt-right guys, for example, right? They say things that get them banned from sites left and right. And if the giant corporations are regulating the internet, they want to be able to sell to everybody. They're not going to want to have these right wingers saying crazy stuff on the internet. And especially if they're, you know, taking on the establishment in their own party or multinational corporations, they're not going to want that at all. You guys are going to be the first ones thrown overboard. And then they'll come for us. Why? Because they're corporations. They just want to maximize their profits. And if your website is hindering their profits in any way, shape, or form, you think they're going to care about you? They're legally not allowed to care about you. Of course they'll slow down the websites you like unless you pay a ransom. You think corporations are your friends? They're not humans. They will maximize profit by law. So along those lines, the Hill reports, the move is a win for companies like Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, which would be freed of restrictions on blocking or throttling certain content or requiring websites to buy into internet fast lanes. Hey, all you alt-right guys out there, you got all the cash in the world to get into a fast lane? I didn't think so. So if you don't pay for the fast lane, they can now, if this passes, and they're gonna have the final vote on December 14th, I'll tell you about that in a second. If this passes, that's it, there's no more net neutrality. And those companies can say, one, you didn't pay me a ransom, now your site is incredibly slow. Oh, look, people can't go on your site, but they can go on my site. Do those giant companies have websites of their own? Do they have web presence? They have gigantic web presence. Oh my God, you know, HuffPost is part of Verizon. You right wingers, Huffington Post will be super fast and your websites will suck. They just told you they're able to throttle them all the way back. So why am I fighting for it as a progressive? Because I believe in America and I believe in the internet and I don't think that anybody should be throttled. And look, we've got partnership with some of the biggest companies out there on the internet. And you know, we'll see how things turn out. We might be totally fine. But it is a terrible idea overall. A terrible idea for these corporations to have the ability to regulate the internet by themselves when you didn't even vote for them. They're not accountable to you. Okay, more on this. Jessica Rosenworcel, who's an FCC commissioner, said, the God's honest truth, she said, our internet economy is the envy of the world because it is open to all. This proposal tears at the foundation of that openness. It hands broadband providers the power to decide what voices to amplify and which sites we can visit, what connections we can make, and what communities we create. It throttles access, stalls opportunity, and censors content. Philosophically, this is one of the worst things that the government can do. Because look at TV, both for the right wing and the left wing. You think they represent you? They're almost all millionaires on TV. Again, if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter or you're a Republican, you think that all those guys on cable news voted for your candidate? I'd say approximately 148 out of 150 voted for Hillary Clinton. and all the giant corporations who backed her. So they already own TV. All the money in politics goes to TV. But that internet, it's pesky. It's annoying with its freedom and its openness and its equality. They're coming to crush it. You've got to fight back. You know how many comments have been sent already to them? 22 million comments. They don't give a damn. So I think we got to show up. I think we got to go to their house. I don't mean their physical house. I mean their office. Okay. So first, let me explain when the real vote is. So today they took another step forward, but Pai now plans to hold a final vote on the proposal at the FCC's December 4th, 14th meeting. The people said and roll out details of the plans next week. Look, you know, I don't know that I could organize one more thing. But December 14th, the FCC building should be surrounded. And if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. And it's not to say that you do anything outside of politics. Look, I don't know what your affiliation is, but I'm a progressive. I believe in nonviolence and I believe in political action. So the address for the Federal Communications Commission is 445 12th Street Southwest. You should start showing up now. I don't care if it's one guy with a sign. I don't care if it's 12 guys, 100 nurses, 1,000 teachers, whoever it is. This is in Washington, D.C. From this day to December 14th, you should let them know that you exist and that you want a free internet. 1-888-CALL-FCC is another way to reach them. No other call should get through. 1-888-225-5322. Let them know. And then finally, look, I didn't dig this email up. It's on their website. We sent 22 million comments, and Ajit Pai apparently burned them in some campfire, right? Doesn't care. 22 million people want a free internet. Yeah, but the guys who paid me before, the guys who are going to pay me after I leave this job, want me to sell out the internet. So that's what Ajit Pai is going to do. So here's his email, ajit.pai@fcc.gov. Like I said, this is public information. You could have found it on the website as well. I'm not doing anything that you can't see in public. But if they ignore 22 million Americans, I guess they got to see you before they understand that you're real. So look, I wish I could help more. I wish I could stop everything and go figure out a way to organize rally on top of rally and get a million people to show up at the FCC. I'm handing it off. I hope you guys can begin to do this on your own or have the right wing organize the right wing, the left wing organize the left wing, the moderates do whatever you got to do. But just stop by the FCC and begin the protest now. And on December 14th, they should hear you roar. And if they steal the internet from you, at least let them know that you're not going to let them get away with it and shake the rafters a little bit. If they close that window, man, there goes freedom. And from there on, they can control all the media. And then we got no tools to fight back against the establishment and the elites. Young Turks. All right, back on the Young Turks. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur. Tweets for you guys. Woke Poppy says, all these Justice Dems are amazing. I agree with you. Took a long time to select all the candidates. By the way, it wasn't me. It was the staff of the Justice Democrats. 15 people that came over from the Bernie Sanders campaign. I think they've done a brilliant, brilliant job of selecting candidates that are strong, progressive, and can actually win. So great credit to them. Riley Grady says, net neutrality is one of the biggest fights of our lifetime. That's absolutely right. Admiral Marston says, corporate Dems think these districts can't be won because they haven't tried since the Southern Strategy. They are scared to leave their safe zone or cross into territory run by donors that aren't theirs. They say a J-Dem can't win. I have a whole Rokana for him. And more to come, guys, more to come. In a couple of weeks, more exciting announcements. Man, we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, man. We're fighting for you day in, day out. Okay, can I see justdemocrats.com/winning? Let me see where we are with that. Let's see if we can pull that up. Okay, not bad. Good start, guys. Good start. $3,353. Let's see if we can get to $17,500 so that they got a fighting chance. All right, let me go over here and do a couple more stories for you guys. Okay. Well, the jury was out on whether Donald Trump was going to back Roy Moore. you kind of see where this one was going. But no, the Trump administration from time to time said, no, if we were going to back Roy Moore, Donald Trump would be down in Alabama campaigning for him, and he's not. Then Kellyanne Conway went on TV and said, no Senate seat is worth a child. Then a couple of days later, she went back on TV and said, just kidding, we want the tax cuts. So she said, and even Fox and Friends pressed her. They said, so what about the thing with the child? And does that mean you guys are for Roy Moore? And she's like, well, I mean, we need the seat for the tax cuts. We need the seat for the tax cuts. I mean, you got children, whatever, right? On the other hand, tax cuts for the rich. So finally, Donald Trump has broken his silence. Now, how often is he silent? Not very often, right? When any Democrat's in trouble, he's all over Twitter. But he wouldn't talk much about Roy Moore. But that's okay. We now have clear confirmation of which way he's going to go. So let's watch.
I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat, Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible in crime. It's terrible in the border. It's terrible in the military. I can tell you for a fact, we do not need somebody that's going to be bad on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment.
All right, so that means you are not supporting Doug Jones, you are supporting Roy Moore. Now things are very, very clear. But look, we got more here, let's watch.
Well, he denies it. Look, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. And you know, you have to listen to him also. Let me just tell you, Roy Moore denies it. That's all I can say. He denies it. And by the way, he totally denies it. Well, he denies. I mean, Roy Moore denies it. And by the way, he gives a total denial. He totally denies it.
Yeah, I think we got it. We got it, man. Okay, it's not a little denial, it's apparently a total denial. So that gets to the uneven playing field that we have among Republicans and Democrats. So when, for example, Senator Al Franken faces allegations of some degree of sexual harassment, he immediately comes out and calls for his own investigation, an ethics investigation into himself, right? And all the Democrats, Jonas Schumer, everybody else, rightfully so, by the way. And when you come to the Republicans, Roy Moore is accused of not jokingly touching a flak jacket, and I'm not trying to downgrade what Al Franken did. He's accused of horrible crimes of child molestation, or bringing a 14-year-old 30 minutes into the woods, stripping her to her underwear, getting completely naked himself, and trying to get her to touch his genitals. There's no gray zone here. And there's a 16-year-old who says she took him into his car and tried to rape her. And he had already written what a sweet little girl and how beautiful she was in her yearbook. All this has come out. Other Republicans have said, I believe the woman, that this is, it's too much. No, we can't go in this direction. Trump thinks he denies it. He totally denies it. So Republicans concede nothing. So then he gets to say, well, no, since it's a denial, it's okay. The Democrats, they foolishly admit things and allow us to railroad them and allows us to smear them and do everything we can to them, whereas we have no consequences. And are we surprised by any of this? Donald Trump is a different kind of monster. He's had 16 women that have come forward with sexual harassment or sexual assault allegations against him. So of course, and what does Donald Trump do? He denies it. He totally denies it. Because you deny it doesn't make it untrue. It's so weird. Because there's an allegation doesn't mean that it's absolutely true. You should look at the context of that allegation, see if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. But just because someone denies it doesn't mean that it's untrue. What a bizarre thing. But Trump is very, very similar to Roy Moore. Of course he's going to back Roy Moore. This was a real conversation that Donald Trump would somehow grow a conscience? No, he just wants a seat. One more from Trump.
And I do have to say, 40 years is a long time. He's run 8 races and this has never come up. So 40 years is a long time. The women are Trump voters. Most of them are Trump voters. All you can do is you have to do what you have to do.
You have to do what you have to do. And if it turns out a Senate seat is worth more than a child, then we're going to do what we have to do to get those tax cuts. The Trump family would save billions of dollars from these tax cuts. On the estate tax alone, they would save over $1 billion, let alone what they would save on the alternative minimum tax and the pass-through rates being reduced. Trump has, at a minimum, tens of millions of dollars, if he's absolutely lying about his wealth, which is probably true, or billions, if you believe him, he has billions of dollars to gain from those tax cuts. You think he cares about a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old being sexually assaulted when he's got money to make? He just told you, I don't care. We got to do what we got to do. That is the Trump motto. Okay, now, let me go to the counterattack. Let's go to the next story. So Doug Jones is running against Roy Moore, and he has hit him pretty hard with an ad here, which I am 1,000% in favor of. I'm afraid that Roy Moore is going to win this seat. I'll tell you why in a second. Roy Moore, of course, is a monstrous Republican candidate. Look, even before we found out that he was a child molester, we already knew that he doesn't believe in the US Constitution. Over and over again, when given an opportunity to defend the Constitution when he was on the Alabama Supreme Court, said, no, my particular religious views are more important than the Constitution. I don't care. I'm not going to abide by the US laws. That's very Taliban of him. So if he happens to be an evangelical Christian, if he was a Muslim, he'd be like, Sharia law is way more important than the Constitution. It's the same exact philosophy. He already said that he doesn't think that Muslims should be allowed into Congress. The guy believes there should be a religious test for office. It says in the Constitution there shall be no religious test for office. Roy Moore doesn't believe in America, let alone the fact that he's a child molester. So Doug Jones can't hit him hard enough. So, and again, I'll get back to why I think Moore is in actually good shape, unfortunately, in this race. But ads like this maybe begin to turn it around. So let's watch.
On Roy Moore's disturbing actions, Ivanka Trump says there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children. And I have no reason to doubt the victims' accounts. Jeff Sessions says, I have no reason to doubt these young women. And Richard Shelby says he will absolutely not vote for Roy Moore. Conservative voices, putting children and women over party, doing what's right.
Those were the pictures of the girls when he accosted them. To be fair, Roy Moore says that he asked the permission of some of the 16-year-olds' parents and then took them out on dates and made out with them when he was in his mid-30s. On the 14-year-old, he didn't ask permission. He tricked the mom, saying that, hey, it's okay, I'm a district attorney. I don't want your daughter to have to sit through these painful custody hearings. Don't worry, trust me, I'll take care of her. Now the Republicans want to cry about an ad where you show the reality of what he did and what other Republicans are saying about him? Oh, go ahead, cry all day long. Doug Jones should run that ad over and over again and more. Did you see the pictures of those girls at the age when he went after them? And so many of his defenders in Alabama and other conservative radio and television, they say, oh, they look like 20-year-olds. Some of those girls did not look anywhere near 20. They looked like young little girls. He was banned from a mall because he was the local pervert that would keep hitting on young girls when he was in his 30s. You can't hit him hard enough. Now, why might he win? Because elections, unfortunately, are about who, and maybe fortunately, about who's more excited and who cares more enough to show up, who cares more than the other side, right? So that's a good thing overall. But in the case of Republican voters in Alabama, I get the sense that they are animated to go out there and defend their guy. They don't give a care what he did. Democrats care. You know, you got Democrats accused of wrongdoing, and Democrats are deeply disturbed by it. A lot of the Republican voters think the exact opposite. Not only are they not disturbed, oh, it's the mainstream media that's against them. It's the elites that are against them. It's the liberals that are against them. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go vote for the child molester. By the way, I'm not doing that, and I'm not putting it on you. We're going to find out. The election is in December 12th. We're going to find out how many Alabama Republicans don't care or are happy about a guy who molested those young girls. But my guess is a lot of them, enough to win. So if Doug Jones sits on his laurels and thinks, oh, it's okay, a bad tape came out or revelations came out about a loathsome Republican, how'd that turn out for Hillary Clinton? No, from this day to that day, you must attack, attack, attack. So this ad should be the beginning, not the end, and they should pound Roy Moore into oblivion, which is where he deserves to be. Otherwise, unfortunately, he will win. So if you are a progressive, a Democrat, a moderate, sane, decent in Alabama, you too should get excited, and you need to vote. If you don't, the other guys will win. All right, now last story for you guys. So Alison Hartson is now the Senate candidate in California for the Justice Democrats. She's taking on Dianne Feinstein. She was the national director of Wolfpack. She was one of the national directors. Mike Mineta is the other. Wolfpack needs to replace her. Now, you can't replace her overall. We're going to get a young guy in who we think is great, who's been a fighter for us already at the state level and has been a organizer for us. But what we're asking you to do is to help by becoming a member. It's a simple drive, and I hope that you guys can do this, because if we don't do this, we can't get money out of politics, and then we lose on all the issues, net neutrality, the environment, bank bailouts, and the list goes on and on. So what we want you to do is go to wolf-pack.com/John and sign up to become a member. Okay, and we're going to do a thermometer. If we can get to 250 members, then we hire John. We need the money to hire John, otherwise we can't hire him. And that's the way things work, because we don't have big donors. We just have you guys. And if you fight together, you can win together. I'm going to show you a video of John in a second that shows you that. Here's a picture of John Shen. He is from Connecticut. And the reason the graphic says the closer next to me is because that's how he got his nickname. Because when they were fighting in Connecticut, he would drive an hour away from his home to go canvass voters to get them to turn out to make a difference. And he was always the last guy in, because he had to work and then drive all the way in and then canvass, and he's the last one out. And he worked so hard. He was the Warrior of the Month in April, and then he became the organizing director in Connecticut. He's got a master's degree from Yale, and he's fighting right now for no money, and hopefully we can hire him for very little money to help bring democracy back. A lot of people go to Ivy League colleges and think, yeah, cha-ching, I'm going to get paid, I'm going to get a lot of money, I'm going to go to finance, I'm going to do a startup, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, right? No, John is busting his ass as a volunteer to try to get democracy back and get money out of politics. Let's hire him. Let's raise enough money to be able to hire him. It doesn't take that much. We need 250 people to do that. By the way, he's currently a scientist who studies bacteria. So it's a good person to clean up Washington. So let me show you who John is. Take a look at this short video. This is what they did when they were in Illinois, and they'd done a get together for Wolfpack directors and organizers. And John told his story back then.
My name is John Shen. I organize for the state of Connecticut. I'm a research associate. For me, getting money out of politics is the issue that stands in the way of every other issue that I care about. Issues like stopping the negative impacts of climate change or getting universal health care are all being held up by the fact that in this country, people who have more money to spend in our political system than others have a louder voice. Money in politics is personal to me. Just in this most previous election, I wasn't very politically active or politically conscious even before maybe a year and a half ago. And I was sort of awakened by Bernie Sanders' campaign. And since then, I've seen a lot of the negative impacts of money in politics and the things that money in politics has enabled to become reality in our country. It's not the sort of world that I want to live in or the kind of country I want to live in the future. It's not the kind of country that I was promised as a kid or that I want to leave to my children. So that's kind of why I'm fighting for this. It's really been a great experience so far, working with the team, meeting people from really all walks of life in Connecticut, and working towards this like same goal that we share. Currently, I am the organizing director for the state of Connecticut to come here today. I've taken 2 days off of work, spent money out of my own pocket to buy a plane ticket, pay for the hotel, really because I believe, you know, in this issue and this organization a lot, and the people I've met through my time here.
Kid went to Yale, and he's got very little money, and he's paying out of his own pocket to go to learn about organizing so he can go back home and fight to get money out of politics so we can free our government. You got to help us hire him. We got to get warriors like this in here. And he says in the longer version of the video that they haven't won in Connecticut yet. We won in 5 states. Connecticut's not one of them yet. We're really, really close there. And he said even though we didn't win yet, the wins that we did get, man, he said it's one of the most fulfilling things he's ever done in his life. So look, I get it. Not everybody's got the money to donate, but then for God's sake, volunteer yourself. And you see what we do. Allison was a teacher in Orange County. She got promoted all the way up. Mike Mineta was a guy who would go up on telephone poles to fix them. He's the national director. The other guys are, one of them is called a mechanic because he's a mechanic. Right? And John went to Yale, and he came in and he worked the hardest to get to a position. Let us hire John, wolf-pack.com/John. Make it happen. And together, if we fight together, we win together. I want to deliver 5 new states for you guys this year, but we need the staff to be able to do it. So let's go do it together right now. Thank you. We'll be right back.